Evan Dixon. I don't know who picked the songs this morning.
I did.
Did you?
I did.
The Spirit song was just a beautiful, beautiful song. I don't remember our singing that song, but
it's one of my favorites from Lafayette Christian Fellowship. We've only sung it a couple of times. I think I'm the only one who ever chooses it. Yeah. Oh, okay.
In all the times I've been attending here, I've never stood up during a hymn on my own. Ever. Until this morning. With that song. It really spoke to me in ways I can't even begin to describe for you. And so anyway, thank you, Holy Spirit, for picking that song through Jordan. And secondly, I really want to just say to the group, I really respect and appreciate all the comments that I heard during the 9 o'clock hour this morning. I think that time was healthy. Painful in some respects, but healthy. And I think it gives each one of us, as single people as well as couples, a lot to chew on together and by ourselves as we relate to the Holy Spirit and try to seek out what His truth is for each of us in the coming months and years with Jubilee. So thank you all for your honesty and your openness.
Jerry Rumsey. I'd like to give an update on Jeff, but I don't know how accurate it is because it seems as though his situation changes from day to day, if not hour to hour. Neurologist has privileges, and I asked him if he needed a driver or anybody to go with him, and he said Kathy Faust was going to drive him. So I was hoping Kathy would be here today so that I could just check in with her, but I will try to get in touch with the Faust this evening and find out what's going on with Jeff, but that's my end. Did I share last week about Abby?
And the benign brain tumor?
Yeah, fact that the tests were back. The tests came back.
Oh.
She saw her oncologist or her brain surgeon, I can't remember which one he was, but she had her staples removed. And of all things, after all she'd been through, the results were inconclusive because the tumor was so hard they couldn't get enough off it to run lab tests on. And so please continue to pray for Abby. She's still in quite a bit of pain. She still doesn't know what's going on, which is really hard. And they're going to do another MRI in 2 months and see whether there's been any change.
Carla Kaufman. I also am really grateful for our conversation at 9 a.m. this morning. I just always, after those honest interchanges, even though there's some pain and some differences, I feel, I don't know, refreshed in some way. And also, I'm really thrilled that my new little wildflower patch is producing wildflowers that are blooming. And last night was smelling some scent that was wafting around. I never did figure out the source of that, but it's just lovely, especially with firefly season in the evenings.
Well, Sean is here today, so he fell out. For anybody who didn't get the email, he woke me and John at 1:15 Tuesday morning with a very, very, very loud crash and then screaming. He fell out of his bed and hit his head, and he and I ended up in the ER at Mary Rutan, and he has a mild concussion, and he was doing really well Wednesday, and then Thursday he was starting to get some headaches, and so I took him to the concussion clinic, which is basically a physical therapy evaluation, on Friday, and we're going to do 3 therapy sessions. He has He's joined Abby. He has office supplies in his head. He has two staples for the gash that he sustained. The first time that we went in to rescue him, I thought that he had tripped getting out of bed, you know, tried to get down the ladder or something. But the next day I realized that he hadn't tried to break his fall in any way. He landed on his head and his shoulder. And so he was sound asleep. And he was in a lofting bed, so it's about, you know, 4 feet off the ground. So yesterday, John lowered that bed. Because we went to the pediatrician, and Trevor Maurer said, well, sleepwalking can start at any age, and he may never do that again, or he might. And I said, that's terrifying. So we're going to make the fall a lot less. So I think he's doing well. He's having a hard time taking it easy. He really is supposed to take it easy, and that's very difficult for a 10-year-old boy who would like to be outside playing. Yeah, so. But we're grateful that he seems to be bouncing back really well. So.
Step into Russ Miller. Last week I shared the comment from the movie we'd seen, The Last Black Man in San Francisco, about the line, no one is just one thing. Mm-hmm. In a kind of ecosystem equivalent of that, I grew up really despising Canadian thistle because we baled a lot of hay and a lot of first-cutting hay, especially back then, before chemicals started ruling the world. There were a lot of bales that came through with thistle in them, and never did they feel good when you handled them. And I was, I mowed some ground that normally would have been farmed this year that, due to the weather, was not, and I was just mowing it down to, but a lot of, there were some really heavy thistle patches, and they had started to come to maturity. So as I would come down the hill on the one side, there was a heavy, heavy patch, and there was a southwest breeze, and as I would go through it, the thistle down would be released, and the sun was, as I would get to the end of it and look back with the sun shining through it, it was like, it was absolutely beautiful.
Beautiful.
I hate thistle. And, I mean, the air was just full of it. It was like a snowstorm of thistle. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to life, it's not one thing.
Is there anyone else who would like to share? Okay, let's pray. Father God, thank you for this opportunity to gather to the 9 a.m. conversations that are so meaningful to so many people. Thank you for the joys of new life, baby Austin Lane, and seeing old friends, Matt Rohde, I pray you'd be with Jeff and with Abby. Cover them with your peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Chris, did you want us to gather around the piano again?
Yes.
Okay.
this book, number 79, and as before, I invite you to this time of the meeting.
Next scripture is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 9 through 14. The Lord your God will make you more than prosperous in all that you do, in the fruit of your body and of your cattle, and in the fruits of your soil. For when you obey the Lord your God by keeping his commandments and statutes, as they are written in this book of the law, and when you turn your back to the Lord, important distinction. When you turn back to the Lord your God with all your heart and soul, he will again rejoice over you and be good to you as he rejoiced over your forefathers. This commandment that I lay on you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It is not in the heavens that you should say, who will go up to the heavens for us to fetch it and tell it to us so that we can keep it? Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will cross the sea for us and fetch it and tell it to us so we can keep it? It is a thing very near to you, on your lips and in your heart, ready to be kept. Number 764 in the blue hymnal is a responsive reading. Go in love. Go in peace. Go in. Amen.